Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Good things are ahead. Good things are ahead to those who have made Jesus Christ Lord of their life. The life of God is different than the life of death. The life of God is better than everyday life according to the world system. The world system is a problem all by itself. You can't measure the life of God by the life of the world. This is why we have to receive what God is saying. When you receive his word, that's where your faith comes from. The word of God is pure and just and easy to be entreated. It's easy to receive it because God is talking to you from a standpoint of love. He's not trying to set you up for ripoff. He's trying to help you understand. And you have to trust what God is saying to benefit from what he's saying. But the word of God, believe it, if you receive it, it helps you to believe what he's saying. The Holy Spirit will work with people. This is why it's taken so long for Jesus Christ to come back, and I'm not impatient. I desire for God to take his time and do a work so that more people can live. But the time is approaching where he's got to come back. But when people hear his word, his rightly divided word, the word of truth, as it is, then they're in a category to believe. They start believing the word of God. And when they believe it, faith is developing in them. And then when they speak it, they're in agreement and they speak it from the heart. That's faith, my friend. You receive the word, now you believe the word to the point that you act on the word. And you call Jesus your Lord. You call him your Savior. You're washed in his blood. You say that I am washed in the blood of Jesus. And if you're sick, you can say, by his stripes I am healed. If you're depressed, you can say that I'll put on the garment of praise to cancel out the works of the spirit of heaviness. You can take God's word and do something that you normally could not do. The word of God gives you God's ability to live by. If you receive what he's saying and you desire to live according to his pure word, and you desire what's right, and there are many people out there sinning right now. They desire, they wish that they didn't have the habits they have. They wish that they didn't have the condition they have. People look at them as if they are no good. They feel like they're no good. They feel like they'll never change. They don't feel like they'll ever measure up. They feel like they've destroyed their families. They feel like they destroyed their marriages. And their children don't look at them like they used to. And they wish they were could just do things over or just be a different person. And if they try, they feel like people would mock them, which they will. But God won't mock you. God loves you. Now, if you've done everything the wrong way and now you realize it and you won't change, God can help you. He will help you keep his word so he can bless you. See, God has to do everything the right way. He has to do everything legally. He doesn't do illegal things. And people say God works in mysterious ways. He really just keeps his word. God keeps his word, every part of his word. But when you believe on Jesus, you've changed everything. You've changed the whole dynamic. Because when you believe on Jesus Christ, now you're a new person. And people don't always believe that you're a new person. And I promise you, you won't be the first person that people doubted against. Because people human history, all throughout human history, people had a track record of people doubting against them. Samuel went to anoint David to be king, and he told Samuel point blank to get all of his sons and line them up. But they left David in the field. Nobody believed that Samuel would come to anoint David. And I'm going to tell you something about people, and I'm going to tell you something about the love of God. When you deeply love people and you deeply love God, I mean, you love them from the heart, and you treat people like they matter, proud people in the world will look at you as if you're foolish. Simple. Easily persuaded. And they'll discredit you. You'll have no credibility unless you act proud, unless you act boisterous, unless you act like a driven leader that people would approve of. But if you love people and you care about the lambs, David was risking his life to save the lambs of the flock. He didn't let the lion eat the rent lamb, and he didn't let the bear eat the lamb. He killed both of them. And he loved everybody. They left him in the field. And then when, Saul, when he was a Pharisee, I'm not talking about King Saul now. I'm shifting gears. King Saul had gotten fired by God. God was raising up a new king, which was David. Pharisee Saul with King Saul. Forgive me. Saul, when he was a Pharisee, was after the church to persecute them. But before that happened, there was a man named Stephen, and they stoned Stephen because he gave clarity to the doctrines, to the biblical text that they had, the Old Testament. He gave Holy Ghost clarity to it, and he preached it in their presence, to the point that the people who heard him, they knew he was right down deep inside, and they stopped their ears so they couldn't hear him. That's unbelief. Unbelief is rejection. They didn't want to hear what he had to say, and then they stoned him. But Saul, being a Pharisee, he was holding the coats for the men that was stoning Stephen. But he heard what Stephen said, and it pricked his heart. Now he's on the road to Damascus. He has an order from the council of Pharisees. You know, he had orders to persecute Christians and put them in jail. And he was going to do that with the men that were with him. And Jesus knocked him down. But he had heard the word, and he began to receive what Stephen said. It pricked his heart, because Jesus said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And then he got saved, saying, "Who are you, Lord?" Now he answered his own question. He called him Lord. He didn't know who he was. He said, "Who are you, Lord?" He knew that was Lord. And then he said, "I'm Jesus." And he continued to call him Lord. He was corrected. He was washed in the blood by calling Jesus Lord. Anybody that call on the name of the Lord in faith from the heart, they are saved. That's all you have to do. That's your work, which is not a work. That's your obedience. Jesus did the work to save you already. You just agree, you're in agreement now with what God has done. You're in agreement with Jesus being your Savior. You know for a fact that, and you know it by faith, that if you die without him, you won't make heaven. But with Jesus, you'll go to heaven. Now, called religion will tell you otherwise. They're trying to blend Christianity, Islam, and Judaism to make one religion. It's not going to work, because if you don't believe on Jesus Christ, he's the only way out of this. Everybody that go to heaven, they got to believe that Jesus Christ washed all of their sins away. He arose from the dead to justify them. and they will live forever with them. And all the other problems they could have, he solved them too. Because by his stripes we're healed, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. If you have mental problems, if you have, you know, they put a crown of thorns on his head. If you have problems in your mind, Alzheimer's, dementia, any kind of mental problem, you can believe God for healing, and he will bring your mind back to you. Now, you have to receive what he's saying. You have to receive healing just like you receive salvation. And God made it easy so everybody can partake of it. I said, Lord, people seem to struggle to get healed. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit. But the struggle comes from not knowing things and hearing wrong information. It's a struggle to believe God when you believe the world, too. And sometimes the world has a religious voice, and it sounds good. They use scripture to make their points. They can be convincing, and it takes decades to undo that. But when you hear the pure word of God, remember, when you receive it, you come to a point you believe it. When you believe it, you come to a point you act on it. That's faith. The just shall live by his faith. So you got to begin to take God at his word and act on what he said in your case. And disregard the lies of the world. We don't just get saved to do good. We also reject what's wrong. We reject evil. We turn our back on it. We repent from it. Will we fail? Of course we will. But we're going to proceed forward. And the Holy Spirit will help you stand. He'll help you understand how to undo the evil courses of this world. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. And every broadcast is absolutely, positively free. I've never charged anybody to go on my website. I've written a book called The Spirit of Egypt on this website. And I have an older website that's stuck. It's just like it was in 2012when I couldn't access it anymore. That's why the new one's called newlivingletters.com. The old one is livingletterministries.com. And there's a book called The Cost of Freedom. It will help you in relationships. It will help you understand God's point of view against racism. It will help you understand how to be free. And there's a play in the back of that book called Free Freedom. And you go on the Living Letters page, and it's in the book section. And there's other writings on there. Many writings on the old site, and a few writings is on the new site. And I wrote one called Definitions that you really want to look into, especially if you love to study God's Word. The definitions that God revealed, I need to revise it because he gave me some more since I wrote that one. And I thank God for all these tools. And all of them are free. Go on the website and it's free. Please use it. I endeavored to make it free because I wanted it to be accessible. People need to know God. Jesus is about to return. Making money is not my top priority. Saving souls is. Now, when you believe on him, now God is involved in your life. Now, if you ever learn to trust in him, trust is reliance. After you believe on Jesus, now trust him. People have not trusted God properly, and there's not been much teaching about trusting God. It's the other side of faith. People have been schooled for decades how to receive God's word by, you know, the written word, believe it, and have faith in it and change their circumstances. But now, guess what? The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Jesus said, after he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, when the Holy Spirit brings something to you, trust him. When he gives you something to do, trust him. When he gives you a method to do it, trust that. Don't trust your own plans. You can't learn God's ways unless you act on what he's saying. Remember, they left David in the field because he wasn't proud. The world will believe that you are simple because you love them. And some people will try to take advantage of you. But guess what? The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And he will give you wisdom to counter the actions of others. You can live steps ahead of your enemy. Love your enemy and live steps ahead of your enemy. Love your enemy and live steps ahead of your enemy. You know they're coming to rip you off. You know they're trying to take advantage. But do it God's way, to the point that your life and the way you handle them and the way you handle situations can encourage them to believe on Jesus. And you'll be immune to their works. Some people have gotten themselves in terrible fixes. They're coming out of gangs. They love God now. They don't want to kill and steal and pillage anymore. And now the gang is a threat. Well, God has a countermeasure for that. He gave you authority over the enemy. All you got to do, my friend, is tell Satan he can't use your gang member friends against you. And he can't give them evil thoughts. And tell Satan he can't blind their eyes to the truth. And ask God to protect you from the evil works of men. And there are angels around you that can protect your life. And speak life over your life. Speak the blessings you desire over your own life. You have every right to do so. The Lord our God has given us his perfect word to help us overcome and live steps ahead of our enemy, our human enemies and the multitude of demon enemies and fallen angel enemies. Jesus put it this way in Luke chapter 10, that he gave you power over all. He gave you authority over all the power of the enemy. Satan on down. Satan to all of his useful idiots. You know, some people that are in doubt and unbelief, they always do the wrong thing. No, Satan look at them as useful idiots. Politicians, college professors that don't believe in God, atheists. To Satan, they're just useful idiots. Religious people, religious organizations that God has nothing to do with. He didn't start the Islam religion. He didn't start any Hindus and ancestor worship. God is not the author of confusion. Jesus Christ was the promise from the beginning. When he first told that serpent, the seed of woman will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. And he said it in order to save mankind. He said it in Adam's hearing, and he was talking to the serpent and indirectly to Satan. So God, he did this. He fulfilled, and Satan did try to stop it. Satan tried to get fallen angels to marry women and have children, and those giant hybrids could not be used for God's purpose. And he tried to use the giants to destroy man. God had to flood the earth and repopulate it. And there were still giants after the flood. But guess what? They chased those giants out of Canaan land. Some of them stayed and died out. Now listen to me. A lot of battles were fought and won so that Jesus Christ could legally come through the lineage of Judah and be our Savior. God had to raise up a holy people to do this, a people of covenant. And people tried to wipe them off the earth. And now every nation is plotting against Israel. And there are nations that side with them, but there are people in every nation, and I mean every nation, that hates Israel. Because Satan hates Israel, because Jesus came through the lineage of Judah and destroyed him. Many people are saved. If you get saved, you're included. There are multitudes of people who've already gotten saved that died and went to heaven. And there are many on the way to heaven. There are many people in the kingdom of God right now. And if you believe on Jesus Christ, you can be included. And guess what? If you're included in God's kingdom, you're excluded from the disaster that the world will definitely face. So if you follow God, you're going to go forward and not backwards. You're going to be one with the perfect plan and will of God. And you're going to be able to do things that others can't do. Now, when you follow him, when you take time and get to know him, and go forward and not backwards, you grow and you're going to find yourself doing things that you normally could not do. And God is going to bless your whole life so that you can stand strong in the knowledge of God and do His perfect will, because He loves you and He cares about you in every capacity. Every part of your life is very important to God. And God won't mock you. He won't belittle you. He won't make you feel like nothing. He loves you, my friend, just like Jesus Christ. Just like He loves Jesus Christ, He loves you. And He died for you. He paid a high cost for you. And if you ever doubt that Jesus don't love you, think about what Jesus did to save you. And not just good people, but people who do bad things, even evil people. He doesn't want us to hate anybody. I will not hate people. I get in more trouble with my friends and family because I will not hate who they hate. And I love everybody, even people that they don't like. And I don't care if I get in trouble with man. I just want to do what God said to do, because God is right. Men are wrong. People want you to love who they love and approve of and hate whoever they hate. And in their mind, it can't be God's will any other way. But they're wrong. God saved them when they were on the run doing evil, hurting people and acting a fool. And God didn't, when they asked God to save them, He forgot about their past. He forgave them of all the sins that are past. And I've heard preachers say that Jesus died for our sins, past, present, and future. That's not true. He died for the sins of the past. And He requires us to repent and stay in the line, and continue to walk in the light of God's word. If he redeemed you from all the sins of the future that you haven't repented of, that wouldn't be justice. Now, if you sin in the future, repent in the future. If you sin now, repent now, and don't do it again. We live from the heart. Take countermeasures. I said, Lord, help me to not sin before You. Help me to be pure in my heart so that I don't offend, so I don't transgress, so that I don't do anything that I shouldn't do. I said, I don't want to smell like Satan in your nostrils. I want to do what's right from now on. And everything, and I started speaking the word. You know, a wonderful man of God, Charles Capps, taught people how to confess the word. So I began to confess the word by saying, I hate the works of darkness and I love the ways of God. If you can voice that you hate something, you'll hate it. And when things are active so you can sin, you'll hate it and you won't have an appetite for it. And that's all I did. I said, I hate the things of darkness and I love the ways of God. And guess what? It works. Works good. I'm better off. I'm blessed. And I take time and I do things God's way. I'm not afraid that I'll die. I'm not afraid that I'll fall. I'm not afraid that things will go against me. But I take my time. I take the days that God has given me to serve Him and be a blessing and do all that's in His heart. I even confess that I'll do all that's in His heart. And I'm learning things that we really can't do and don't realize it. That's why I say we have abilities that we don't realize. Untapped abilities that we do not know we have. And it's good, folks. It's a blessing even to know for a fact that you can love God, keep His commandments, and doors will open that were normally shut. And the doors that don't need to be open, God will shut them. I thank God for all the doors that He shut. And I thank God for all the doors that He opened. The Lord helped me stay out of danger many times. Things that I had imagined to do that I shouldn't have done, He stopped me. He closed that door at the prayers of my parents. See, my parents prayed for me when I was on the run, when I was a foolish kid, didn't know what I know now. They prayed for my safety. They prayed that God would keep me out of trouble and danger, and he did. Covenant. See, you can pray for your people. We are not sitting ducks. We are not a target to Satan. We're not set up to be Satan's target. But Jesus gave us authority and power over Satan, our enemy. And I love God. He loves us. He keeps his word to us. He helps us go forward and not back. He has good things in store. Life, the life of God is our gift that he's given us through Jesus Christ, our King. And I desire to know God. I don't want to live my life leaning to my own ways, trying to promote myself and do things my way and never knowing God. But as you trust God with your life, as you do his word and live by faith and start trusting the Holy Spirit, you're going to see abilities you didn't know you had. You know, as we get to know the Lord, we appreciate it. As you endeavor to trust God and get to know him for yourself, there's no substitute for getting to know God for yourself. The Lord has given us apostles, prophets, and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that we all can be one. But never forget, even though he made all of us priests and kings and priests, salvation is personal. And the fact that he made us kings and priests proves it. Jesus is our high priest, just like he's our Savior. As he is, so are we in this world. In other words, your relationship with God is valid. It's even more valid than the greatest prophets of old, because Jesus said himself that there's no prophet greater than John the Baptist, even Elijah, even Elisha, which had a double portion of the prophet Elijah. He did see him go up in the whirlwind divided him, and he saw him go up in the chariot. Elisha received a double portion. People were raised from the dead. People were healed way back then. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would come. But John the Baptist introduced Jesus Christ to the world in real time. He said, "This is the Son of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you experience salvation personally. You have a relationship with God personally. And if you trust to do what God says do, you're going to learn things personally, not just on paper, not just what somebody did years ago. Currently, God is going to move in your life strategically now, and you'll be able to experience the living life of God. You'll be able to go forward and not backwards. We have abilities, untapped abilities, which are lost because people don't endeavor to trust God. What a tragedy. But as you go forward doing the things, the living things of God, you grow from glory to glory, and you have abilities that you don't know about. Even if you've had the Lord to guide you in the past and God did miracles in your life, there are things that's going to happen at this point on that will amaze you. I'm saying these things not just because I believe what others said, but I'm saying it from my own personal experiences. And at the order of the Holy Spirit, everything I just said was at the order of the Holy Spirit. I love it. Because I prayed in tongues, I asked him to help me say what people need. I don't know what people need of myself. But as he put things in my heart, I brought it out. That's being a vessel. I yield my body, I yield my mind, I yield my heart to the heart of God. And that's how we become a vessel. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.